Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into an advanced Ableton Live 12 workflow for bouncing an old-school DNB drum bus into something that feels warm, human, and full of sunrise set emotion. This is not about making the drums huge and destructive. It's about giving them life. We want that jungle DNA, that liquid-leaning swing, that soulful rolling energy where the break feels like it was played, printed, and recaptured in a real room. Slightly imperfect. Slightly nostalgic. Very musical. So the goal here is simple. Take a raw drum group, shape it into a glued drum bus, resample it in real time, and then turn that bounce into a musical layer you can chop, arrange, and perform with. By the end, you should have a drum element that feels ready for a sunrise drop, a breakdown lift, or a transition that makes the whole track breathe. First, start with the right source material. For this style, you can work with a chopped breakbeat, a programmed old-school kit, or a hybrid of both. If you want the strongest result for sunrise emotion, I'd recommend the hybrid approach. That means one main break for character, plus a kick layer, a snare layer, and maybe some light hats or percussion to control the groove. That way, you keep the breakbeat personality, but you still have enough control to shape the tone. Now group all your drums together. In Ableton Live 12, select the drum tracks and hit CMD or Control plus G to create a group. Name it something obvious, like drum bus. That's your central processing zone. This is where the drum identity gets unified. Inside that drum bus, build a chain that focuses on glue, warmth, and controlled movement. A very solid stock device chain would be drum bus first, then EQ8, then glue compressor, then saturator, and then maybe a second color stage like another drum bus or roar if you want a little extra character. You can also keep reverb on sends instead of inserting it directly on the bus, which usually gives you cleaner control and more depth. Let's start with drum bus. This is great for binding the loop together and adding a little weight. Keep the drive fairly modest, maybe somewhere around 5-15%, and don't smash it. If the break is already punchy, just use a touch of transient shaping and maybe a little damping if the hats are getting sharp. Think cohesion, not punishment. Next, use EQA to shape the overall tone. Gently high-pass the sub-rumble around 25-35 Hz if needed. If the loop feels cloudy, a small dip in the 200-350 Hz zone can clean up the low mids. If the top end is brittle, pull back a bit around 7-10 kHz. And if the break feels a little flat, try a very subtle wide boost in the 2-5 kHz range. Keep these moves small. Old-school drum emotion often lives in the mid-range, not in extreme EQ curves. Then go into glue compressor. This is where the loop starts to feel like a record bounce. You're not trying to flatten the groove. You're just trying to make the hits feel like they belong to the same performance. A ratio of 2-1 or 4-1 works well. Try a slower attack, around 10-30 milliseconds, so the transients can still speak. Use auto release or a moderate release time, and aim for only 1-3 dB of gain reduction. If it needs a bit more safety, turn on soft clip. The compressor should hold the loop together, not squeeze the life out of it. After that, saturator adds the printed warmth. A small amount of drive, maybe 1-4 dB, can give you that soft tape-like edge and harmonic density. Keep soft clip on, and always level match your output so you're judging tone, not loudness. This is a big one. If the processed version is louder, your ears will always think it's better, so /be carefully. If you want a second color stage, roar is excellent when used subtly. Keep it soft and controlled. You can also use a tiny bit of redux for a grainier nostalgic feel, but be careful. Too much reduction and suddenly you're in lo-fi damage territory instead of sunrise warmth. We want emotion, not broken glass. Now let's add space, but in a smart way. Instead of drowning the drum bus in reverb, create a return track with a short room. Use hybrid reverb or standard reverb. Keep the decay short, maybe around 0.5-1 second, and roll off the lows and highs so it sits behind the dry loop. Just a little send amount is enough. That gives the drums a believable space without washing out the transient detail. You can make a second return for a longer, more dubby tail if you want an emotional lift, especially for a breakdown or transition. But use it sparingly. The power here comes from implied space, not obvious reverb. Now comes the key move, resampling the drum bus. Create a new audio track. Set its input to the drum bus or to resampling, arm it, and record a full pass. You can capture 4 bars, 8 bars, or even 16 if you want a bigger phrase. While you're printing, think intentionally. What are you trying to preserve? The snap, The room tone, the grooves push and pull, don't resample just because the loop exists. Resample with purpose. This is also where the magic starts. Once you print the drum bus to audio, you're no longer just mixing drums. You're composing with a bounced performance. That's a huge difference. The resampled audio can become a new instrument, a transition tool, or a texture layer that gives the track identity. After recording, edit the audio carefully. Trim any silence, and if the groove is already tight, avoid overwarping it. If you do need warping, keep it minimal. For rhythmic drums, Beats Mode often works better than more complex warping methods. Only use Complex Pro if you're dealing with something more tonal or you really need the stretching behavior. The key is not to destroy the original feel. From there, make a few versions. One can be the clean bounce. Another can be filtered and softer. Another can have a chopped fill or a reverse tail. This is where the loop becomes a palette. You can use utility, clip gain, or simple EQ to build layers with different emotional intensity. For example, the clean one can keep definition, the filtered one can sit behind the mix as a mood layer, and the chopped one can act as a transition accent. Now let's turn that bounce into arrangement material. Drop the resampled audio into simpler, switch to slice mode, and let it detect transients. Then you can play the pieces across MIDI and resequence the groove. This is a powerful way to make a fresh drum fill from a print of your own loop. You can also slice off a single snare tail, reverse it, and place it before a downbeat. Or take a tiny hat fragment and use it as a pickup into the next phrase. Little details like that make the rhythm feel alive. For Sunrise DNB, arrangement matters just as much as sound design. A good structure might start with a stripped break for 8 bars, then bring in bass and open hats, then use a chopped fill with a reverb tail for a 4-bar transition, then open up into the full groove with pads or atmospheres. One very effective trick is to automate a low-pass filter or a gentle EQ shelf on the drum bus during breakdowns, then gradually open it up. That gives the feeling of dawn arriving. The drums aren't just playing, they're revealing themselves. Keep sidechain subtle. For this style, sidechain should be felt more than heard. Use gentle ducking on the bass and atmospheric layers so the kick has room to breathe. If you sidechain the drum bus itself, do it only for a special effect. Most of the time, the drum bus should stay stable and present. A pro move here is to print multiple versions of the bounce. Make a clean version, a more saturated version, and a roomy emotional version. Then compare them in context. Often, the best result is a combination of all three: the clean transient from one, the warmth from another, and the ambience from the third. Blend lightly and let the best qualities support each other. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overcompress the drum bus, because that kills swing and personality. Don't overdo saturation, because old-school drums want warmth, not fuzzed-out collapse. Don't resample too early if the groove isn't right yet. Don't bury the loop and insert reverb when send-based space would do a cleaner job. And don't warp the printed audio too aggressively, because that can flatten the human feel. Also, always leave room for the bass. This style only works if the low end breathes. If you want to push this workflow into darker or heavier territory later, you can absolutely do that. You just tighten the ghost notes, add more bite before printing, maybe use a bit more transient emphasis or mild harmonic aggression, and keep the contrast strong between the warm drum core and the darker bass design. But for this lesson, the focus is Sunrise Emotion. So the tone should stay warm, open, and slightly nostalgic. Here's a great practice exercise. Build a 4-bar sunrise drum bounce. Start with one breakbeat, one kick layer, one snare layer, and light hats. Process the drum bus with drum bus, EQ8, glue compressor, and saturator. Send a little bit to a short room reverb. Then resample 4 bars to audio. Make 3 versions: a clean version, a filtered softer version, and a chopped version with a reverse tail. Arrange those versions over 16 bars so the section evolves naturally. If it still feels emotional when you listen quietly, you're in the right zone. So let's recap. The workflow is: build the drum group, shape the bus with stock devices, add subtle send-based space, resample with intent, edit the printed audio, chop it into musical fragments, and use those fragments to create arrangement movement. The big idea is that in DNB, especially jungle and sunrise leaning rolling music, the drum bus is part of the emotional narrative. Resampling turns that narrative into something you can perform, edit, and reuse. That's the move. Old school bounce, printed with purpose, then turned into sunrise emotion. Tight, warm, human, and ready to carry the track forward.